You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A Syracuse University expert on North Korean-U.S. relations believes President Trump has hit on a viable path forward. Even though Trump left Vietnam without a deal, research professor Fred Carrier says these personal meetings are diplomatically helpful.
Those that are critical of and say there's been no progress, what is their alternative? Do they want to go back to threatening all-out war? Do we really have the right to potentially destroy North Korea?
Carrier lived in South Korea for nearly 25 years and is a member of the National Committee on North Korea. He says that South Korean government and most of its citizens favor the talks. Carrier doesn't think most would expect the republic to demand a complete lifting of sanctions as a result of partial or complete elimination of their nuclear capabilities.
They are more than sophisticated enough to know that they could not get a total lifting of not only U.S. sanctions, but U.N. sanctions simply for closing down the Imbyan facility.
Carrier says there is no credible evidence that their missile capabilities are a threat to the U.S. He says their main goal is negotiating a relationship where they feel secure without nuclear weapons. But Carrier thinks the U.S. is sending mixed signals.
You can see why the North Koreans might be confused, because Trump is talking them up how, you know, they're going to have a wonderful economy, a bright future, and so forth. And on the other hand, we still have a stranglehold on even things like humanitarian assistance.
Carrier wishes U.S. foreign policy was more consistent and included more attention to long-term solutions in North Korea. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.